separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I can testify that I've been young, and I'm much older than I used to be. But I can testify that I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. For some reason, I don't know why. Y'all pray for me. But every time I get up to preach, I feel weak. Yeah. But I feel weak because, I'm not sure why. I just feel a little weak in my body. There's nothing wrong with me. I just feel a little weak in my body. I'm not scared. Praise the Lord. God's been good to me. As Brother Bacon was saying, praise God, I had a little incident. Praise God, I was at work expecting to carry out the day. And praise the Lord, I began to feel bad. My body felt like I needed to leave. So I took off and went to the doctor. The doctor said, the receptionist said, all we can't do nothing, we got to send you to Tyler. So they sent me to the emergency room. They sent me to the emergency room. They did an x-ray or something. And then they sent me, care flighted me to Tyler. Praise God. So I got to ride the helicopter. I guess that's all that it was for, because it turned out to not be what they thought it was. They thought it was something leaking on the brain. They did an MRI and they said, no, it wasn't that. Praise God. So I thank God for that. You know, the Bible says your light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So I guess all that worked out so I could get to ride the helicopter. It worked out for me. It didn't work against me. Praise God. I was so glad. You know, I thank God. I know it must have been the prayers of the saints. Because from the time they told me, the doctor told me he thought it was something leaking on my brain and it was pretty serious that I could die. And, you know, he didn't put it in no kind words. And from the time he told me that, I felt no fear at all. No fear at all. And I credit that to the prayers of the saints. Because the Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I believe that the prayers of the saints availeth much. Praise God. And my testimony is this. You know, like I say, I've been young, but now I'm older. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Whenever I see someone go through something, my first thought is, well, they either going through it for a reason, or praise God, it was something they done. But it ain't no fault of God's. If there is no fault of God, whatever we go through, it's because of us. The Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. In this life, I don't know why anybody would want to make this life their home for eternity, because the Bible says that in this life you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Jesus has given us a better way. He says, save yourself from this untoward generation. This generation is crooked and perverse, and it's going backwards. It's going backwards. They're telling you to love the world. And Jesus said in his word, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof. But he that doth the will of God abideth forever. I want that eternal life. I've been working, praise God, on that eternal life for a long time. I don't want to mess up now. Praise God. I don't want to lose out now. Praise God. I've sacrificed a lot of things. It wasn't that much compared with what God has to give. But I'm saying I've sacrificed a lot of things, and I've done without, and praise God. And you know, I don't want to miss out. After that, I've been done. What the Lord, I want to be found faithful. I was thinking about, praise God, I was thinking that I was going to be preaching something out of nothing. But it seemed like the Lord that turned it a little bit. Then I thought I was going to be speaking on the God of specifics. And he turned it again. And what is staying on my heart to preach to you tonight, and I don't think I'll take too long if y'all preach with me. Stay in the ship. I want to use for my thought tonight, stay in the ship. 2 Peter, the first chapter, and beginning at the 10th verse. If I seem nervous, it's because I am. Y'all pray with me. I tell you what, nothing does better for me than to preach. Nothing calm my nerves like preaching the word of God, letting his word flow through my innermost beings and knowing that I'm helping somebody. I know I can help somebody tonight. I'm thinking about when I see all these young children in church tonight, my mind quickly goes to vision, purpose, and destiny. God is working here. He's got a plan. He's working something out for us. 2 Peter 1, the first chapter, and begin at the 10th verse. I'm in 1 Peter. If you believe with me, I'm going to help you tonight. 2 Peter 1 and verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence, moral excellence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. The enemy wants us to fall, but the Bible says if you do these things, you will never fall. For so as interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And that's my hope tonight. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ had showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We're not talking about something that we heard. We're talking about what we know. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came a voice of him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. It's not a secret. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I got quite a bit to read. I'm not going to have you to stand the whole time. Knowing this, that first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. the second chapter in the first verse, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And though covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For God spared not the angels that sin. Here's a key word right there. If God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spare not the old world, but save Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The things that's going on in the world should vex our soul. The Lord, knowing how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. That's what the world is teaching you, to be self-willed. Take care of yourself. Sky's the limit. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. What is the true dignities? Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2 and 11, Jesus is Lord. Isaiah 42 and 5, thus said God the Lord. Ephesians 4 and 5, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's the main dignity that we should pay attention to. Whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord, but these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. In Romans, the scripture says, give diligence, in 2 Peter, it said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall. Add to your faith virtue. What is virtue? Moral excellence. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How do we gain faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard according to the scripture, lest at any time we should let them slip. And then after we add faith to our faith virtue, add virtue knowledge. Knowledge is the know-how. We get that from our elders. The elders have told us, stay in the word. Give yourself wholly to the doctrine. Meditate upon it day and night. It will cause all your ways to prosper. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. Add to your knowledge temperance. Temperance is you have the ability to withstand something. What the Bible says, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is the trial, as though some strange things happen unto you. But rejoice. All these things are happening for a reason. God is trying to get us ready for a greater, something greater than what we're going against in this world right now. Don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. The trials that come against us. The reason that we go through trials is because we're not of the world. If you were of the world would love you. It would embrace you. It would praise God. It would take care of you. But because you're not of the world, there's going to be some resistance. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be some turbulence. Praise God. Add to your patience. Where does patience come from? Someone said, pray for patience. Well, you might as well just pray for trials, because the Bible says tribulation worketh patience. But there's a better way, there's a greater way to get patience. You can get patience through knowledge, because of your experience with God and your relationship with God. It gives you patience automatically. That's the best way to get patience, is from walking with God. Add to your patience godliness. This generation is teaching godliness in a whole new way. Whole new way. Godliness is like God. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, whatever you go through, learn of me. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It still bothers me today when I hear the saints say this way is hard. The scripture says the way of a transgressor is hard. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm going to tell you, I've been on both sides. And I'm going to tell you, it's a whole lot easier when you understand what's going on. It's a whole lot easier when you can pray to the Father and he'll give you a comforter. It's a whole lot easier when you train up your children in the way that they should go, and they give you the testimonies that I'm getting right now from my daughter. It's a whole lot easier. And I can see that my work is paying off for me now. Already I'm seeing it. And I think I'm still young. I thank God my daughter's really blessing me. I got to share this. I can't go no further until I share this. My daughter is on my nieces and nephews about living right. She's calling them. She's doing Bible studies over the phone, and she's calling me and asking me for scriptures, and she's just continuing to bless me. This is what I've been waiting on ever since I've been saved. Y'all help me thank God. Help me thank him. So I feel like I just don't know what to do with myself right now. I just don't know what to do. 2 Peter 1 and 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make ye that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You blessed me by coming into the house of God. I remember when he was a child. And Brother Neil, Sister Neil, bring her to church. And these are the things that bless me now. I don't need $1 million to get blessed. This is what blesses me. When I see someone coming to the house of God, and then their mind is made up, and I know that they got a chance, because if God be for us, then who can be against us? Thank you, Jesus. When I came into church tonight and I saw all the children in the back, the Lord spoke to me, said, this is purpose, this is vision. When you see a church with children in it, then that's vision, that's for the future. That's a blessing. We know the story of Noah, how he preached and preached. And they didn't. They counted him as a crazy man. They didn't pay attention to him until it was too late. Well, there's a lot of preaching going on, but all preaching don't need the attention that it's getting. Because there's only one way. The Bible says there's only one way. Jesus said, "I am the way." And they're going all the way around trying to go around Jesus. But the Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We know the story of Noah preached, and Ham, Shem, and Japheth came out of the ark. And out of their descendants, they start trying to build a tower to heaven. Out of the descendants of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, they start trying to build a tower to heaven, trying to get to heaven another way. In Revelation 1 and 6, Revelation 1 and 6 and 5 and 10, and had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever. In 5 and 10, Revelation 5, verse 10, and has made unto us our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. God wants us to reign as kings and priests on the earth. That's why he allows us to go through trials and tribulations, sickness. He said it's your light affliction. It's but for a moment. It's working for you. Because it's letting us know that heaven is not down here. This is not heaven. He said, pray thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But this is not heaven down here. If we think this is heaven down here, then we're not going to be trying to go up. And God wants us to have the mind of Christ. He wants us to have the mind to go up, to move up. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the kingdom of glory shall come in. Because they were not trying to get to heaven by knowledge and by understanding, the word of the Lord came and said, let us go down and confound them and scatter them in Genesis 11, 5 through 9. So they let us go down and confound them and let's confuse them, because they're trying to get to heaven different from the way I told them. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Give thyself wholly to the doctrine. If we have to obey the apostles' doctrine, because they preach Jesus Christ, it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. If we be willing and obedient, he promised us that we shall eat the good of the land. In other words, we'll get to go to heaven if we obey. So that's why we got to learn, take the word of God as it's written. Matthew 4 and 4, Luke 4 and 4, Deuteronomy 8 and 3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. 1 Timothy 1 and 4 said, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is of faith. Second Corinthians 2 and 11 said, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. But it says this world, according to 2 Peter 3 and 5, it says they willingly are ignorant. When we turn from the way that God has called us to walk, then the scripture says we're willingly ignorant. I don't want to be ignorant. I know what it's like to be ignorant. You do things that you regret, you've done them after you've done them. That's ignorant. I'm going to tell you, before I gave my life to Christ, I've done some ignorant things and I regret them. And they cost me. It cost me more than what I expected to pay. But I'm telling you that when you give your life to Christ, he'll make up for the whatever you lost, he'll make up for it. And I'm telling you today, there is no better life than living for Christ. To be sick and can call on his name and he answer your prayer and praise God, and the doctors don't even understand what happened, but you do. This sickness is not unto death. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, this sickness is not unto death. The doctors say it's unto death. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, this sickness is not unto death. If God be for us, then who can be against us? My testimony is this. My mother brought me up in holiness. God saved her just in time while I was still young to bring me up in holiness. I knew the way. I was preached the way. And she made me go to church when I didn't want to. She, and I thank God, before she left to get her reward, I was able to tell her that I appreciate her bringing me up in holiness. I was able to tell her to her face, thank you, Mama, for teaching me about Jesus. And she wasn't satisfied with just what the preachers, the preachers were teaching. She wanted to make sure that I had a revelation of Jesus Christ. And she pointed me to the scriptures. And when I wanted to argue with her, she said, get your Bible. And I thank God for that. I count that as a great miracle. Because there's a lot of children growing up, they don't have no clue. And I just say, I thank God for this way. I thank God for Pastor Davis. Praise God, pastor in this church. And when, praise God, when I couldn't go to church, to my church, praise God, I was able to come here. And God always has a way. If you seek him, he'll always make a way. When I was in Dallas, God made a way. God sent witnesses my way that invited me to church, praise God. End up working with the bus ministry and end up working with the Saturday morning church. And I just God has been good to this man up here. First Timothy 1:10. Well, 4:16 said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Romans 6:17, ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Isaiah 28th chapter and the 9th verse said, make to understand the doctrine. What is the doctrine? The doctrine of Jesus Christ. Whatever he say, like Mary said, when they didn't have no wine and Mary said, you know, she's going to use her parental authority. Thank you. And so Jesus stepped up and used his parenting authority. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? And you know what Mary said? She didn't get back at him. She said, whatever he say, do it. Whatever he say, do it. She knew that was the Spirit speaking up. John 7:17. You shall know of the doctrine. Acts 2:42. Continue in the apostles' doctrine. Ephesians 4:14. Don't believe every wind of doctrine. There's a way, according to the scripture, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. They said, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. You always talking about the Father. Show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. He said, have I not so long been with you? How can you say, show me the Father? I and my Father are one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And that same Word that was in the beginning and was with God was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God is not, he's not sitting up in heaven ready to send everybody to hell. He's giving us chance after chance after chance to get it right. I know he have me. And every time, praise God, and when I err, he's not there to say, you know, he's there to say, come on, son. Come on, son. This is what you did wrong. You need to get it right. I'm not coming back after a church that's getting right. I'm not coming back after a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But you hear people teaching that, or that Jesus is coming back after a church that's getting right. He's coming back after a church that is right. He gave us apostles, prophets, teachers for the work of the church, for the edifying of the body, till we all come into the unity of the faith. He didn't give us all these just to be doing something. It's for a purpose. God is a God of purpose, and by him, actions are weighed. He's weighing our actions. We can pray and call on the name of the Lord all we want, but if he's weighing our, man looks on the outward appearance, but God is weighing our hearts. Stay in the ship. Stay in the ship. The ship's going to start to toss. It's going to get rough. But except you abide in the ship, you won't be saved. But if you stay in the ship, you'll be saved. And the ship is not just the church house, just the building. It's staying in Christ, abiding in him, living according to every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. So much so that you teach others. Not that you're just always on the receiving end, but God wants us to be on the giving end. Now, I feel like I got so much to share, but I feel like it's all bottled up and I can't get it out. In St. John, the third chapter and the 34th verse, tells us to speak the words of God, not philosophy. Colossians 2 and 8 said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Philosophy is a natural way of looking at a thing. And the Bible says that man can spoil you through philosophy, the natural way of looking at a thing, rather than what God said, whatever he say, just like Mary said, whatever he say, do it. Whatever he say, just do it, because you'll get the results. He promised the results, and he will fulfill it. I started with Christ a long time ago, and I didn't know. If I would have knew, I would have was going to go through what I did. Praise God, I don't know if I could have stood. But by him not putting more on me than I could bear, but he was always there, praise God, it gave me the strength to press on, to press forward for the mark, for the prize of the high calling. There's according to the scriptures, if you give yourself wholly to the doctrine and you meditate upon it, then you're not going to be focused on yourself. When you focus on yourself, that's you're destined for failure. True Christianity is to be focused on others, reaching out to others, trying to help others. And when you do that, you save yourself. According to the scripture, when you reach out to help others, you save yourself. Praise God. Because, like I said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. These three scriptures my mom gave me, Matthew 4 and 4, Luke 4 and 4, Deuteronomy 8 and 3. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It was repeated because it's important. When the scriptures are repeated, it's very important. If we're going to stay in the ship, we got to stay, praise God, we got to stay anchored in Christ. We got to continue to give ourselves wholly to the doctrine. Meditate. Scripture tells us to meditate upon his word day and night. It will make all our ways to prosper. Praise God. Into the hands of Brother Bacon. Stay in the ship.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. There was two people in the Bible.